ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you. Rock on. Wow.
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here for Podcast Rock City. And with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Hey, guys.
And Sonny Hollywood. I'm glad as hell that the San Francisco 49ers lost. Pooney.
Hell yeah, I'm glad they lost. So something I realized today, maybe you guys realized this years ago, but you remember the days of when you had to connect DVD, video game, VCR into your cable, and remember how like the cable had to go to the VCR, then the VCR had to go to the DVD, then DVD had to go to the TV. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now all that shit's separate. Everything goes into the TV.
It does.
When did that change? I don't remember that changing.
As soon as everything went HDMI, that's when it really changed, because like at my house, man, I can't even tell you how many different video game systems we have. We have so many that we have to spread them out through the house. So in my just on my TV in the living room alone, I have Apple TV, I have Xbox One, I have the cable box, I have a GameCube, and I have PlayStation 4. So, and they all have their own places. Now, the GameCube is still RCA, you know? But all that other stuff, right in the back, HDMI.
Yeah, but RCA goes straight back into it, too. So it was a lot simpler to put together.
Right, sure. Yeah, it's really awesome. Here's something really crazy. In my bedroom, our cable box, it's wireless. It doesn't even connect to the wall.
Yeah, so, we haven't got there yet in California. afford what's wireless.
Well, here's the thing. There's a cable box in the living room, right? That's connected to the wall. The other box, which is in my bedroom, and then downstairs in my father's apartment, is they're wireless, so they're just picking it up through, I guess, a signal sent out by the cable box. It's pretty cool though. You guys didn't come here for this. You're here for KISS stuff. Thank you for listening in and tuning in to Podcast Rock City.
What's a radio?
What's a radio?
I only ask because Joe listened to the radio yesterday.
Yeah, I listened to the last like 4 minutes, maybe 5 minutes of the second quarter of the Super Bowl while I drove home from Karen's house. Home.
Do they even have a radio in St. Louis? Do they have radio stations there?
They do, but I don't know anyone who really listens.
Aren't they all like Spanish stations?
We still have KSHE. It's like one of the oldest rock stations in the country, but they still play the same old bullshit they've been playing since the 70s. You know what I mean? It's like really tired shit. Except they've moved into the 90s. Now they play like Pearl Jam and grunge and shit when they never played that shit when it was like happening. You know? It's weird. There is a cool station, 88.1, though, that's like, you know, like a college kind of community station. And our bass player works there, so him and a couple other DJs have been playing the laidbacks all the time. I've heard us on the radio like 5 times, different songs and shit. It's kind of cool.
That's cool.
That's the only reason I'm tuning in to a radio, though. You know?
Yeah, I don't think we have any... Well, I guess we have something called The River... Down by the river. We've got the river here, and it's basically like easy listening rock, like the Eagles.
Yeah. We have a couple. There's all kinds of different stations, but now that all radio is pretty much all the same corporate programming, it's all the same no matter where you go. So whatever I'm hearing here, if you listen to your classic rock station, you're in the exact same shit. It's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, all our channels now are Spanish channels, like Sonny was saying. So basically, I turned on the halftime show last night, and I heard exactly what I hear, only it was a great visual. Right, Sonny?
That's right. I didn't know asses could move like that. Mine doesn't.
What about Shakira's tongue? Did you see that thing she did? She's like a... She was like a turkey. I just stole that from another show. All right. So, yeah, Podcast Rock City. Thank you guys for listening this week and last week. Man, it's Kiss has started their tour up again. And basically our news for this week is also our topic of the week. So I don't know what we're going to call this. We're going to call this the topic news topic. I don't know. The news topic of the week. But before we do that, I have some mail. Sonny got something in the mail. I don't know. It says that they tried to send us something and they couldn't send it. I can honestly say I have not blocked anybody on the PRC site. So maybe I got to check it out and see if it went to like junk or something. Let's see. It says... So remember, last week we talked about the Kiss documentary, or documentary, depending on, you know, where you're from. Eddie Trunk, that guy who has a radio show. What's a radio? We did it again. He did a little thing on it, and he basically obviously listened to our show and then repeated everything that we said. So... maybe not on purpose, but as Kiss fans, we know what we want, and he's a Kiss fan, at least he says he is, and he basically said the same thing. So if you get a chance, go listen to that. But we did get an email from Logan Archer Mounts. This is what it says. Hollywood! I wanted to share some of my Kiss documentary ideas with you here, if that's cool. It says, one, there's a little more, but it's just, anyway. There's a huge oversight in calling it definitive. Oh, there's quotes around it too, which makes it awesome. When this film comes out before the final show, unless they're planning on doing a separate concert film, to document that, maybe the very last shot of the Kistery doc will be the venue reveal for the final gig. What do you guys think about that?
That's cool.
Okay.
I guess that makes it to where you can put the documentary together, 8-10 months beforehand.
Yeah. Hopefully... I don't know. I mean, where are they going to play? This is the aggravating thing. The wait. Okay.
Yeah, and so how can a documentary come out before the last show? I mean, it's got to, if you're going to be definitive, it's got to include that tale, right?
I agree. However.
So here's what I heard. We're all going to be, all of the audience is going to be on the New Jersey shore, and they're going to be on a boat. Out in the water.
Yeah.
Playing for sharks.
That's what I heard. And if you want to go out on your surfboard, you can. It's up to you.
Yeah. How much does that cost?
$100 a stroke.
Right.
And here's the other thing that's really crazy.
Just like the Chinese massage parlors. Sorry.
Think about this, though. You would have Gene Simmons, if the waves were rushed, vomiting blood and then his lunch.
Yeah.
It's like waves. Okay. Number two. Man, I need my glasses. Where are my glasses? To get in all, and there's like 10 L's for that all, to get in all the details, maybe it's better if they do a miniseries by decade, one episode for 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2000s and 2010s. If they dedicate at minimum an hour to each, even though the 70s and 80s should have more. We could this could be a good way to make it happen. That would be a long-ass documentary, which, by the way, is another thing that Eddie Trunk said. It needs to be at least 2 hours. But he said longer. He said, as Kiss fans, we'll be happy with a longer documentary. And he's right. Thanks for listening, Eddie.
Yeah. Yes, you can use our table again anytime.
Yeah, he used our table to interview Vinnie Vincent. It was interesting. If Dave Grohl weasels his... this is for Jody, obviously. If Dave Grohl weasels his way into this documentary, I'll have a fucking aneurysm. That dude is not the king of rock music and doesn't need to be in every film.
Amen, so go ahead. Dude.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Hope you get a chance to check these out and can't wait to hear more PRC episodes going into the new leg of End of the Road. 3, 2, 1, peace. Thank you, Logan.
That was cool.
I'll figure out what's wrong with the email. It's weird.
No, but everyone, I mean, you got to have it long. It's got to be long. It's kind of like they need to do it like that Beatles anthology, man. It's the way to do it. And you got episodes of eras. I think you need more than just one per decade, though.
It definitely has to be. I mean, they use that word definitive.
I would just, would just make Gene and Paul sit down and watch that Tom Petty one and be like, do this, but about Kiss. You know, they touch on everything. It's great.
Well, I guess all we can do is wait. But Eddie Trunk said that he's seen some of it. And he said what he saw was great. So
this thing's already being taped.
Yeah, it has been being taped for months.
But did you guys see the on Kiss Asylum? I think I saw it like today. Doc McGee was saying that a Kiss like a biopic is coming out with actors playing the band and shit, right? So which is it? What's going on here?
All of it. We're gonna get all of it.
The End of the Road, we're finally gonna get a bunch of cool Kiss shit.
You want to know the most awesome thing? I'll tell you a secret. You ready?
Yeah.
I, because of my weight, have been asked to play Gene Simmons in 1982. Okay. So, Sonny did not think that was funny. It's all right. Let's see. Okay, so... that was for last week. Once again, thank you for writing in to us. We appreciate it. Man, let's get on to the news topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week. Yes!
So there's really a couple of things. One, Kiss is started their tour again, second leg. And two, today they announced that Bruce Kulick will be back on the cruise for Kiss Cruise 10. So let's start with the show. David Lee Roth. Now I'm not gonna lie, I watched two songs and I did not think it was terrible. What say you, Sonny Pooney?
I'll put it this way. I am willing to pay to see the train wreck, but it sucks that he's only doing 8 songs.
It does suck that he's doing 8 songs. However,
are they all good ones though? 8 good ones?
So it's You Really Got Me, so that's a Just Like Paradise. Just Like Paradise, which is the only DLR song, which I would rather had Yankee Rose. Unchained, Jamie's Crying, Panama, Dance the Night Away, Ain't Talking About Love, and Jump.
It's a hit set, though, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And, I mean, I watched somebody filmed the entire opening set of David Lee Roth, and I watched, like, 2 songs before I got busy. And, I mean, it was David Lee Roth. He talks the words, and he looks at his band and smiles at everybody and, hey, how's it going? You can't see me, but I'm kind of pointing right now, like, you know, that guy snapping my fingers.
He reminds me of, like, Steve Martin back on SNL, like, Saturday Night Live. Like
the... Yeah, wild and crazy guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's David Lee Roth. Basically, maybe that's where they got it from.
Yeah.
Could be.
Somebody told me today that if you were willing to give Ace a break when he first hired the Rock and Roll Residency and how great the band sounded, but Ace was like in slow motion and at times maybe wasn't that great, Dave Lee Roth ran circles around Ace. So there you go.
That make you feel better. For me being there, I was there for it. I will tell you, yes. That's what happened. It was like, the only thing, here's the truth about that set. The only thing for me that made it totally amazing was A, he attempted to play the Dark Light, and his solo was all right. And then they played Torpedo Girl. And I'm just saying, even though he, I think, if I can remember correctly, I think he just sang the first verse three times or something like that. I didn't care. The bass was boop, 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 boop. It was awesome. And that made me happy.
The whole forgetting the worst thing, Gene's been doing it forever.
And right? They all, I mean, yeah. Ace
does. Oney Logan from Lynch Mob. He's been singing those Dawkins songs since 1990 and still needs a teleprompter. Let's play it. This is ridiculous.
Well, one of my buddies was at that California show where Paul's heart freaked out, you know? And Gene was on the stage and they brought fans up. And my buddy said, you know, the thing I couldn't figure out is for almost 50 years, Gene's been standing there listening to Paul sing these songs, and he still don't know the words to all of them, that he couldn't sing like Love Gun, you know?
Yeah.
Or Detroit Rock City. It's like, but to be fair, Paul Stanley, am I correct in saying that on the Animalize Live Uncensored, he messes up the lyrics in that?
Does he?
I don't remember that.
That's what I heard. I read that.
But just because you're standing next to a person that's singing it, like, okay, I've heard Mr. Speed 10,000 times in my life. If I had to go sing it right now, I don't know if I would remember all the words.
True. Yeah, that's a good point. But it's weird. Like, if you watch any Gene song, Paul knows every single word. Like, he's mouthing them the whole time, live, all the time.
Yep. And once again, that's because Paul is God. No, I'm kidding. But Paul is Paul, you know, his life is the band.
Yeah, that's true.
So what about the set list, Sonny? Now, unfortunately, somebody posted a picture of the last year's set list with this one, and I went to screen save it, and as I was doing it, disappeared. So I went looking for it for like 10 minutes and I never found it. But you got anything like that, Sonny?
Well, we can get it on Setlist FM.
I pulled it up, at least the one from the other night. So what'd you guys think of this set list?
I love it.
You know what's insane about it? It's like, no longer can anyone say Kiss doesn't represent almost every era. I was looking at it, dude. The only albums that they don't touch is like Unmasked, Elder, Hot in the Shade, Revenge, Carnival, and Monster. All of them being kind of their failures, you know? But they're touching on every other album, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I got the Vancouver set list from 2019 in front of me.
Okay.
So the first song is Detroit, DRC, which is the same. Second is Shout It Out Loud. Mm-hmm. Third is Deuce, four is Say Yeah. So all those are the same. So then fifth on the new set list is I Love It Loud. Fifth on the old set list was Heaven's on Fire.
Okay.
So we dropped Heaven's on Fire, right?
No. We dropped Heaven's on Fire one spot.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So the new set list has Heavens on Fire 6th. The old set list had War Machine 6th. Now, we're just going by the set list that was on the first show, I guess.
Yeah,
it didn't change much. Yeah. Then Tears Are Falling was next, which somebody said they hadn't done that since 2014. I have an inkling to believe that. So for the first time, I guess, in 6 years, they do Tears Are Falling. And 2019, they did War Machine in that spot. And then War Machine went next with Gene Breathing Fire, which was the Lick It Up spot. And then Lick It Up was next, which was the 100,000 Year spot. So they just kind of moved it down the list and changed a few. So the new set list, just to go. So Lick It, so it goes Detroit, Shout, Deuce, Say Yeah, Love It Loud, Heavens on Fire, Tears Are Falling, War Machine where Gene's Breathing Fire, Lick It Up, Dr. Love, 100,000 Years, where the drum risers and the lips and everything.
Yeah.
Then Cold Gin, with Tommy doing the rockets. God of Thunder, where Gene is flying and doing the blood. They go to Psycho Circus, Parasite, which somebody said they haven't done Parasite since 2015. Then Love Gun, with Paul flying. Do you want me to come out there? You want me to come out there? over there? You want me over there? Let me hear you. Yeah. Then I Was Made for Loving You. Black Diamond with the drum riser going up. And then the encores were Beth, Crazy Nights with the balloons and Rock and Roll All Night.
I think it's weird that Crazy Nights would be in the encores. Don't you?
I think it's weird that Say Yeah is still in the set list.
I would definitely drop that one.
It is such, let me tell you, that song, it's a momentum killer. It is a momentum killer. I saw them, I don't know how many times, 5 times for this tour so far, not counting the cruise. As soon as they go in to Say Yeah, it's like most of these people there know they'll know the hits. They'll know Detroit Rock City. But Say Yeah, they don't know that. It's like, I understand that you got to represent.
Even on the boat? On the boat?
No. I'm saying on the regular tour.
All right.
On the boat, everybody knows that song.
Everyone knows everything, right?
Yeah, but as soon as they go in to Say Yeah, I mean, play Modern Day Delilah or, you know.
No, put Let Me Go Rock and Roll back in there.
Yeah, that too.
Fuck Say Yeah.
But I mean, I understand that they want to put something there that represents the band now. That's what they
the you now know. Of like over a decade ago.
Right. So it's like just not necessary, and Let Me Go Rock and Roll belongs in the final show for sure. But I'm not going to complain about the set list because I don't like Say Yeah. That's fine. It's still, to me, a pretty strong set list.
Yeah.
What do you think? Yeah?
I think so. I mean, when you really look at it, I mean, they're playing a shit ton of their so-called hits when you think about it. Like, think of the ones that are on the radio. You might hear Detroit, Shout It Out Loud. Maybe I Love It Loud. Heaven's on Fire back in the day. Tears Are Falling back in the day. Lick It Up. Dr. Love is one of the ones that you might still hear if it's something old. And I Was Made for Loving You and Rock and Roll All Night. And maybe Crazy Nights and Beth even, you know? That's a lot of hits for a band that never had any fucking hits, you know?
It's true.
You know, I was thinking if you move Crazy Nights under Tears Are Falling, so it goes Heavens on Fire, Tears Are Falling, Crazy Nights, you could have Bruce come out on stage on the, sixth song.
True.
And play 6, 7, and 8 with you.
And then you bring Vinny out for the won't get fooled again about that. Section.
Well, because I guess War Machine and Lick It Up is next. I guess you could bring Vinny out, but whatever.
While he's at it, he could play the Three's Company theme song since he was on that show.
Yeah. It's got that wicked wah-wah at the beginning. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That pink flamingo stance.
Hey, off the subject, which is what we do on the show, Jody, did you catch a glimpse of my new guitar?
Oh, dude, yeah. It was a Lefty Jam?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. That's Lefty Jam with a flower on the...
Yeah.
I like it when it has the pyramids, though.
Oh, the pyramids.
Pyramids are cool. Yeah, I like the floral thing, though.
Yeah, I like the pyramids better.
I like that monkey grip, too.
Yeah. And all white. And on white, yeah.
I got a mini greenie hanging on the wall right now.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. Original.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
This is what... So I couldn't figure it out because it's called a Gem Junior.
Really? It's like a shorter scale?
Is it small?
No, man. It's 24 frets.
Hmm.
I can't figure it out.
It was a Gem 777 that was a 7 stringer, right?
Yeah.
Oh. No, the 777s were 6 as well.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right.
When they first came out. Gem Junior, I never heard of that.
Yeah, I got to have the strings changed and the action changed because it's got 9s on it and I use 11s and the damn thing sounds like I'm playing with a tennis racket.
Yeah, I like. Balls. I just switched up to 12s, dude.
Dude, you can build a suspended bridge with those things. Those are like bass strings.
It just stays in tune better, though.
Oh, it does, because they're heavier. Yeah. You get a lot more tone. All right, let's go. Delete. Oh, I'm not going to delete that. That was a good conversation. Guitars, that's what we talk about. Sonny's got 45 guitars on his wall. And if you told him, I'll give you $1 million to play an A major chord.
Nothing. Not a clue.
But can learn it in like 2 minutes.
I got them all hanging, and I got a spot left because there's a Prince White Cloud guitar coming.
Ooh, really?
Oh, really? For it.
Damn. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Apollonia bringing that to you or what?
I hope so.
Just don't smack the shit out of her like he would.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah. Man, I can't wait. Make sure you send us a picture of that bad boy. When is it coming?
Supposed to be here in like a month.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay, so here we are. We're talking about the shows. We're talking about the set list, and we're happy with the set list. I still think. I mean, God bless. I mean, they could if they dropped Say Yeah. I mean, for notoriety in that stadium, right? In that wherever they're playing, they could do the Oath, and the same amount of people would know it.
That's very true.
But more people would leave.
You think so?
See? Hate is gonna hate. Hate is gonna hate.
I understand why they do Say Yeah, because it has that breakdown and the whole crowd does the yeah thing, you know? I get it. But I mean,
yeah.
You're right though. Nobody really knows that song. Even the diehards like me, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, even when the crowd does it, it's lazy. Because
it's the first time they ever heard the damn like song.
Yeah. That's right.
Half of them, you know?
It's like, what kind of logic do you say, all right, we're going to drop Let Me Go Rock and Roll and we're going to leave Say Yeah?
I don't know, man. And it's not because of the vocals, because it's not even a Paul song. So, I don't know. Maybe they're just sick of it. They've been playing it since 74.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Maybe. I don't know. But, I mean, there's same with Parasite, I guess.
She let Tommy sing Parasite. Damn. That'll ruffle some feathers.
It's true. Okay, so that's what we have to say about the set list. So far, so good. If they change it up any, I'll be fine with that. But they got to change it up for the better. They got to stay on the track that they're on. And I know they listen, so Say Yeah goes.
Let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
So now they're kind of like heavily into representing the 80s records as far as Lick It Up, Analyze, Asylum, Crazy Nights, right? But would you keep those four slots from those four records? Or would you rather have four classic, you know, 70s golden era tunes in those slots? Because for me, I'm going 70s all day long as far as the four off those records that they pick. You know what I mean? I don't need Lick It Up. Don't need Tears Are Falling or Heaven's on Fire. And Crazy Crazy Nights, it's all right.
I like Tears Are Falling. I don't need Crazy Crazy Nights. I don't need Lick It Up. I don't need Heaven's on Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have Let Me Go Rock and Roll. You could have, you know, Come On,
I Stole Your Love.
I Stole Your Love.
Strutter.
Even Strutter, yeah. Watching You, whatever it is. I don't know. I don't like the way Tears Are Falling sounds with the way they do it now. It's too low.
I'll tell you what. If I don't hear I Stole Your Love one more time live before they quit, I will feel like it was an unsuccessful farewell tour. It's like,
where are they going to get tracks for that? That's the problem.
When was the last time they did it?
Sing it. Hot, I don't care shade, how probably. Bad it is. Sing that damn song.
The last time they did it, 96, maybe?
Yeah, I think they did do it on the, when I saw them in 97, on the second time they came through on the reunion. I'm pretty sure they did it that time. Second Lost Cities or whatever that tour was called. I don't think they did it in the original run of the reunion, though, in 96. Did they?
I don't know.
Can't remember. Now, that 96 is like the ultimate set list. You should pull one of those up, Sonny. That's where it's at.
That's the main, that's the list they should be doing now.
If they did that today, people would leave there happy as fuck. And I don't even know what's on it off the top of my head, but I remember it being all so right. Good.
Let's see. December 31st, 96. Here was the set list. December 31st at the Continental Airlines Arena in East Rutherford, New Jersey. I don't even think Continental Airlines is
so right. This is New Year's Eve 96 going into 90. Yep. Okay.
All right. Set list. Deuce. King of the Nighttime World. Let Me Go Rock and Roll. Do You Love Me? Firehouse. Watching You. Shock Me. Calling Dr. Love. Shout It Out Loud. Come On and Love Me. Cold Gin. I Stole Your Love. Love Gun. God of Thunder. New York Groove. 100,000 Years. Black Diamond. Encore was Detroit Rock City, Beth, and Rock and Roll All Night. That would blow my mind.
Right. Suck a dick. That's the one we need.
We were taking it for granted back then, weren't we?
Come On, Love Me, Cold In, Nice Story of Love, back to back to back. Damn! Right.
I'll tell you what, man. You know what would be really fun? If you paid like that $5,000 to go and be, you know, to get that ultimate backstage thing and you get to walk on the stage. Would it be awesome to like walk up there and like bring your own set list and tape them over the
That would be hilarious. Yeah, that's 96, man. They had it all figured out. I mean, I remember being then at that time not really being too hip to New York Groove just because it's just kind of boring live. But other than that, that set list is stellar. But today's set list, not bad. Not too bad.
Not compared to the 96, though, man. We can't.
Right.
Now that we've heard that, it's like I'm going to be disappointed. I'm going to be like, fucking Kiss. Now, I'll tell you something. I don't know if it's true or not. Sonny, go online real quick and tell me how much lower level tickets to Allentown, Pennsylvania. Is it Allentown? It's Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it's at the PPL Center.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me what the tickets for lower level are going for right now.
Level.
And then after that, let's look up a farewell tour set list and see what that was all about. Let's compare that. I don't think that.
You can check old ones. So floor, $1,000. If you want up front, they're $1,000.
Okay, what about like right off the floor?
$69.50.
$69.50.
Literally like a difference of like 30 rows. Wow. How many rows are on the floor?
Their prices,
whatever.
I read just a little while ago, somebody posted that some of the tickets are going for $31.
I saw that post too, and I looked at that for like Peoria. This is the post I saw, and I didn't see anything under like the upper bullshit was like $89.
Yeah, even if you wanted to sit in your car in Pennsylvania, it's $69.50. Section 210 row ZZZ is $69.50.
That's crazy. No, I wasn't saying look up the ticket sales, Sonny. I was saying a farewell tour set list for contrast.
Oh.
It probably is kind of the same, huh?
2003, right?
Was that? Yeah, I guess it was 03, wasn't it?
No, Joe? 2000. Farewell 2000.
All
right, let's see. Kiss in 2000. All right, so here is October 4, 2000. Meriwether Post Pavilion, Columbia, Maryland. Detroit Rock City, Deuce, Shout It Out Loud, I Love It Loud. Shock Me, Firehouse, Do You Love Me? Calling Dr. Love, Heaven's on Fire, Let Me Go Rock and Roll. 2000 Man, Psycho Circus, Lick It Up, God of Thunder, Cold Gin, 100,000 Years, Love Gun, Black Diamond, Beth, and Rock and Roll Night.
So not a little different. It's kind of a mix between today's and the 96, isn't it?
Most of those much are rather have 96.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But most of the ones on this one are on, you know, the current set list. Pretty much all of them. Except there's no War Machine. I don't think you said that. Oh, my God. They weren't playing War Machine. Wow.
Yeah, that's weird.
This was the days.
Okay, so if you guys out there are going to any of these shows, you know, send us your reviews. PodcastRockCity1.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. PodcastRockCity1. That's the number one. At gmail.com. Make sure you send us. You know, I had a chance to go, I guess, this weekend. I can't do it. And my buddies are all like, come on, man. North Carolina, let's go. But I have a once, my first and only chance to meet one of my favorite actors of all time, and I'm going to go and do that. So,
Pee Wee Herman?
Man, it's weird because he's going to be here, and I do love the Herman. But it's Richard Dreyfuss, so.
Oh, yeah. Where's he going to be?
He's at this thing called Days of the Dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's cool. Him. He's going to be there, and I'm going to get him to sign my Jaws poster.
That's awesome.
That movie changed my life forever. and he's a great actor.
Yeah.
You know what movie changed my life forever?
Deep Throat?
Debbie Does Dallas.
I knew it!
Close enough.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be porn. I knew it. There was no way you were going to say something serious.
So, for Jody, the better or for the worst?
It was Titanic. What'd you think I was going to say?
Yeah.
Jody, do you remember the name of the first porn movie you saw?
I do.
What was it called?
It was called The Devil and Miss Jones.
Oh, my God.
That's old. I always remember it because of the whole devil thing.
Mine was called The Autobiography of a Flea.
Yeah? Never heard of that one.
It had Jeanette Little Dove.
Oh, Holmes was in it?
Yeah. It was funny because there was a scene where he was about to have sex with this girl, and she was like, it's so big. How will it fit? And he goes, I'll make it fit.
Yep. Dude, a long time ago, I was dating this girl for a couple months. You know, everything was going well. And then she divulged the fact that she had once been in a few pornos. And I'm like, oh, no. So I'm like, well, let me see what you got. You know what I'm saying? And so she pulls out this tape, and she fucked Ron Jeremy on camera. And I was so grossed out, we had to break up. Like, God, it could have been somebody else.
Ghostbusters. How could that upset you?
Yeah, it's just not a look you want to see, man. The old gorilla man pounding your fucking girlfriend. It's not too cool.
No.
I should have never watched it. Because she was pretty cool other than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
it just ruined everything for me.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to go in after Ron Jeremy. Anyway, all right, so that's what we talked about with there. That's part one. Part two, today, the announcement came, and to the relief of everybody that has already bought tickets for the cruise, and for anybody that was on the fence, I've already seen people going, I'm buying tickets now. It says, Kiss Cruise 10, Kiss Navy, we are so excited you have decided to join the 10th mission, the Kiss Cruise 10. In our time leading up to October, you will receive fund details about your vacation, including activities, theme nights, lineup, and more. That all starts now. Give a warm welcome to Kiss Cruise favorite Bruce Kulick. So, 270 days, 2 hours, 24 minutes, and 38 seconds till I go. Sonny is going on his Monsters of Rock cruise on Thursday. So, he won't be with us this Sunday, which means we're going to get a good report back next weekend or the weekend after next. So Bruce Kulick's back. So now we got Rat, Queensryche, Bruce Kulick, and Fozzie. I'm good with that. Let's get one more on there. How about Cinderella? No, I know that's not going to happen. All right. So Bruce Kulick's back on the boat. What do you think, Jody?
It doesn't surprise me. I kind of just assume Bruce is going to be there every year now. You know what I mean? He has been for the last how many years?
This is the fourth year. So here's a question then. He's already been talking about wanting to record with his cruise, you know, band.
Okay.
So do you think they should put a record together and record it and have it ready for that? Or do you think, I mean, here's the thing though. You could get on the cruise, you could play one or two songs from that record, but that's all.
Right. I think they should record that set live and then put that out as a record. That's what people want. No one wants some new originals by them.
That would be really great. Now, here's the thing. I'm just teasing about what they could play or what they should play. They can do whatever they want. People are going to be happy. But, you know, everybody really digs singing along with that band. They're really great, you know?
Yeah. But if they were doing some original material that you've never heard your whole life, people wouldn't be bugging out about it at all, you know?
Yeah, but think about Bruce Kulick guitar solos.
Oh, I mean, I'm down to hear it for sure.
Yeah.
Who's going to write the songs, though? Bruce? Is it going to sound like Carnival? I mean, if it sounds like that, I don't think anyone will care.
Todd could write the songs. He's got 4 of his own albums solo, and he's got about 13 other albums. But I'm with you, Jody. Nobody wants to hear them do that shit.
No.
Like, if they're going to go out there and either put a live album out of the set list they're doing or go do 12 to 15 Kiss 80s eras songs and do covers of them and throw that somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, on a Kiss cruise especially, I mean, that's the people want to hear the Kiss tunes. But I would definitely be interested in just hearing some of the originals, like in a different setting, like on a disc or a record or something. Because you know it's going to be good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they really need to record that live set.
That's what I would do. Put it out. Them. Hell yeah. You know, people
I have the first one, but that Grammy Award winning artist Bob Kulick is on it. Still good.
Recorded how, though?
Oh, I don't know how it was recorded, but it kicks ass, so.
Okay. So it might be from the board or something.
Yeah.
Cool.
The problem is, how do they keep it fresh, right? They've done a lot of the surprises already.
Yeah. I mean, what's left?
You can't throw any of the stuff that Kiss is going to have on their set list. So you pretty much got to keep it between, you know, basically 80 and 95. And unless you're going to do, I guess you could do Unmasked stuff, but Bruce didn't play on that. So it's going to get harder to surprise people.
Well, here's the thing. They played songs that Bruce wasn't on. So,
When with the Bob he did, yeah. But without Bob, he didn't, did he?
I'm pretty sure. I'm trying to think of what the...
They did like Burn, Bitch, Burn. They did... didn't they do... what's the fucking song? Fits Like a Glove.
I can't remember if they did that or not, but I know they did a few. So
okay, so here's one of the set lists. So Unholy, Who Wants to Be Lonely, All Night, Trial by Fire, Hate Master, Slave, Rain in the Mirror, I Walk Alone, I've Had Enough, he didn't do, Get All You Can Take, Burn, Bitch, Burn, Lonely as a Hunter, Under the Gun, Thrills of the Night. That's none of that's him.
Well, he is on Lonely as a Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
But just the solo, I think. About
that. Time Traveler's him, I think. Betrayed is him. Read My Body, Little Caesar. Paralyzed, I Just Want a Tough Love Spit. Yeah, the rest is all him.
Sword. What was the other one?
Oh, yeah, Sword and Stone.
Sword and Stone. Did you do that one? I must have. It's mid-80s. Time Traveler's mid-80s. You would think it's him at some point.
Yeah.
So there are songs that he, you know, they do just because they're, it's, you know, they're not necessarily a, they're like a mixture of a cover band and an original, you know.
Yeah.
Now, you could do stuff like I Just Wanna and do the full song and then do like an Asylum medley instead, right? Yeah. So I guess you could change up the medleys and the full songs to give it a little more flavor.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And, you know, you can rely on Bruce. It's going to be good no matter what he goes out and plays.
And his band, and he is the type of guy to let his band give input.
Yeah. It's like a cruise highlight every year, man. You know?
It really is. It really is. And in the end, you know, people, that place is so freaking packed when he does his set with that band.
Yeah.
It's wall to wall people. It's great. And I'm excited because I'm going to get to see it again. It'll be my fourth time. And I'm super happy because at this point now, a Kiss cruise without Bruce Kulick is, it's not okay.
What you could do is do one plug show and do one unplug show.
Yeah.
And what if you decided to do, hey, we're going to do Unplugged 95 start to finish?
That would be cool. But a lot of those songs will be in the Kiss set, right?
I guess.
Some of them.
Yeah. I didn't think about that.
But what if
you could do Unplugged?
Yeah. But he hasn't done like certain songs like No, No, No or Boomerang. There's songs left, right?
Boomerang. Wow. Really?
I thought they did No, No, No
once. Did they? They might have. In one of those medleys or something. I don't know. Maybe Bruce will sing I Walk Alone.
He did that, I thought.
Did he?
Last year, I think.
I'm out of the loop.
You could surprise people by doing Mr. Speed, I Stole Your Love. Do the songs that obviously Kiss isn't going to do.
That would be totally awesome.
Yeah.
They've done Watching You. They've done Creatures.
Yeah, that's true.
Just saying. Well, how about, I got an idea. How about next week? the three, oh man, now we're going to have to wait until Sonny comes back. that we can make up our own set list for Bruce Kulick to play, minus any songs that are obviously going to be played by Kiss. What do you think?
Oh, I like it.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll wait for Sonny to come back. Yeah. We'll get his report on his cruise, and then we'll do our own set list. All right, so you guys out there listening, that gives you 2 weeks to put together a set of what you would want to hear. What do we say, 15 songs?
This is using ones that he's already done or ones that he hasn't already done?
No, it could be whatever already done, whatever you want. But they can't be obvious songs, you know, that Kiss.
It can't be Say Yeah.
Well, it can't be anything that Kiss has played on the End of the Road period
okay.
in 2019 or 2020, because it could bring any of those back.
True.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right? So that knocks out, what, like 22, 25 songs, something like that.
Homework. Yeah. Listen to that. Yeah, homework. All right. You guys have anything to add for this Bruce Kulick talk?
Nah, Bruce rules. He needs to come back on. We haven't talked to him in a long time.
Yeah.
I heard he's not bringing his brother, but he's bringing his wife just to spite him.
Well, good for him. Okay, so Joey doesn't have anything to add. Sonny doesn't have anything to add. You know what I'm going to say. We love podcasts. And we love Kiss podcasts, most of them anyway. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones we love right after this in 3, 2, 1, peace.
You got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some. For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.